Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Imam Rabbi Avraham Goldar and Thir Maseches Chulin Daf Nun, the third parak, Eil Treifas. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Shimon Bar Chiya said, Makifim b'nei ma'ayim. We may compare a puncture in the intestines to a newly made puncture to determine if the original puncture occurred before or after the Shechita. Rava once punctured intestines for comparison, and they were not similar. His son, Rav Misharshia, came and rubbed the new punctures, and they appeared similar to the original ones. He explained, Kama yade mimashma shubahani, makami de leis lakami de mar. How many hands rubbed these original holes before they were brought before a master? Thus, a proper comparison requires rubbing the new holes. Rava remarked, Chakim bri betreifas ka Rabbi Yochanan. My son is as wise regarding treifas as Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar say we may compare punctures in the Reya to determine if the original puncture occurred before Shechita. One may even compare holes from one row of lobes to another, not like Rabbi's ruling, but one cannot compare from a large lobe to a small one or vice versa. Abai and Rabbi say we may compare a break or hole in the Kana to determine when it was made, and the Gemara discusses the details of this comparison. Point number two, the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph taught that if the karas ha-pnimi, the inner paunch, the first stomach was punctured, or the outer karas was torn, it's a treifa. Amoraim give numerous definitions of the karas ha-pnimi. The first, sanya dive, the cecum, the pouch at the beginning of the large intestines. Number two, istomka tekresa, the stomach of the paunch. Rashi says he doesn't know what this is. The third, Rabbi Yochanan was quoted as identifying it as a makam sar, a narrow section in the karas, and this is explained minametsu lomata, from where it narrows and downwards. Number four, makam she'en bo melas, the place which does not have woolly projections. The fifth, the last tefach of the veshet next to the karas. Number six, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina is quoted as saying that the entire karas is considered the karas ha-pnimi and the karas ha-chitzon is the flesh which covers most of the karas. The seventh, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna says it's the mafrata, which means heket de pari tabache, the area the butchers expose when they slit the belly of the hanging animal open. This opinion was followed in Narda, and a Maimar explained that all the other opinions are accommodated by this opinion, meaning they're all within the area of his definition, except the fifth and sixth opinions. And point number three, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yudah said regarding a torn karas hachitzon that hagadol tefach, for a large animal, the measure is a tefach, but katana baruba, and for a small animal, the measure is with most of the karas hachitzon. Elazar says that a large animal doesn't mean the very largest animal, nor does a small animal mean the very smallest animal. Rather, kol shen nikra ba tefach b'havi ruba, any case where a tefach of the karas is torn, and it is not yet most of the karas, this is the large animal of the Mishnah, and wherever a tear of most of the karas would be more than a tefach, this is the small animal of the Mishnah. Geneva said in Rabbi Asi's name, Nikthra Kasella, if a hole the size of a cella was cut out from the karas achitzon, it's a trefa, jimtimtach tamura tefach, because if it's stretched out in a straight line, it would come to a tefach. This is clarified to mean larger than a cella, which Rabbi Yosef further defined as enough room for three date pits coated with fruit residue to squeeze through or without residue to easily pass through. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav Shimon Bar Chiya said, Makifim b'vnei ma'ayim. We may compare a puncture in the intestines to a newly made puncture to determine if the original puncture occurred before or after the Shechita. Rava once punctured intestines for comparison, and they were not similar. His son, Rav Misharshia, came and rubbed the new punctures, and they appeared similar to the original ones. He explained, Kama yade mimashma shubahani, makami de leis lakami de mar. How many hands rubbed these original holes before they were brought before a master? Thus, a proper comparison requires rubbing the new holes. Rava remarked, Chakim bri betreifas ka Rabbi Yochanan. My son is as wise regarding treifas as Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar say we may compare punctures in the Reya to determine if the original puncture occurred before Shechita. One may even compare holes from one row of lobes to another, not like Rabbi's ruling, but one cannot compare from a large lobe to a small one or vice versa. Abai and Rabbi say we may compare a break or hole in the Kana to determine when it was made, and the Gemara discusses the details of this comparison. Point number two, the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph taught that if the karas ha-pnimi, the inner paunch, the first stomach was punctured, or the outer karas was torn, it's a treifa. Amoraim give numerous definitions of the karas ha-pnimi. The first, sanya dive, the cecum, the pouch at the beginning of the large intestines. Number two, istomka tekresa, the stomach of the paunch. Rashi says he doesn't know what this is. The third, Rabbi Yochanan was quoted as identifying it as a makam sar, a narrow section in the karas, and this is explained minametsu lomata, from where it narrows and downwards. Number four, Makom She'ein Bo Melos, the place which does not have woolly projections. The fifth, the last tefach of the veshet next to the karis. Number six, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina is quoted as saying that the entire karis is considered the karis ha'panimi and the karis ha'chitzon is the flesh which covers most of the karis. The seventh, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna says it's the mafrata, which means heket depari tabache, the area the butchers expose when they slit the belly of the hanging animal open. This opinion was followed in Narda, and a Maimar explained that all the other opinions are accommodated by this opinion, meaning they're all within the area of his definition, except the fifth and sixth opinions. And point number three, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said regarding a torn karas hachitzon that hagadol tefach, for a large animal, the measure is a tefach, but katana beruba, and for a small animal, the measure is with most of the karas hachitzon. Boazer says that a large animal doesn't mean the very largest animal, nor does a small animal mean the very smallest animal. Rather, kol shen nikra ba tefach b'havi ruba, any case where a tefach of the karas is torn, and it is not yet most of the karas, this is the large animal of the Mishnah, and wherever a tear of most of the karas would be more than a tefach, this is the small animal of the Mishnah. Geneva said in Rabbi Asi's name, Nikthra Kasella, if a hole the size of a cella was cut out from the karas achitzon, it's a trefa, jimtimtach tamura tefach, because if it's stretched out in a straight line, it would come to a tefach. This is clarified to mean larger than a cella, which Rabbi Yosef further defined as enough room for three date pits coated with fruit residue to squeeze through, or without residue to easily pass through. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Nun, and our standard Siman is a non-stop flight. So here goes. The passenger on the non-stop flight who showed his seatmate how to compare holes in the intestines by rubbing on the new ones stared at the man who thought he could stomach the video identifying the karas panimi as the area the butchers exposed when they slit the belly of the hanging animal open, but got horribly nauseous next to the man watching a video if a tear in the karas achitzon needs a tefach or rove to make it a dreifa. Once again, slow motion. The passenger on the non-stop flight? That must be on Duff Nun. The passenger on the non-stop flight who showed his seatmate how to compare holes in the intestines by rubbing on the new ones, which reminds us more discusses Mekifin, comparing holes in the B'nai Ma'ayim, the Rei, and the Kana to determine if the puncture was there before or after the Shechita. So the passenger on the non-stop flight who showed his seatmate how to compare holes in the intestines by rubbing on the new ones stared at the man who thought he could stomach the video identifying the karas panimi as the area the butchers exposed when they slit the belly of the hanging animal open, which reminds us, the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph taught that if the karas panimi, the inner paunch, the first stomach was punctured or the outer karas was torn, it's a trefa. Amoraim give numerous definitions of the karas panimi. Rabba Bar Rav Huna says it's the marfata, which means the area the butchers exposed when they slit the belly of the hanging animal open. This opinion was followed in Nahar Dah, and a Maimar explained that all the other opinions are accommodated by this opinion. So the passenger on the non-stop flight who showed his seatmate how to compare holes in the intestines by rubbing on the new ones stared at the man who thought he could stomach the video identifying the karas panimi as the area the butchers exposed when they slit the belly of the hanging animal open, but got horribly nauseous next to the man watching a video if a tear in the karas hachitzon needs a tefach or rove to make it a treif, which reminds us in the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda said regarding a torn karas hachitzon that hagdol tefach, for a large animal the measure is a tefach, v'katana beruba, and for a small animal the measure is with most of the karas hachitzon. Belazar says that a large animal doesn't mean the very largest animal, nor does a small animal mean the very smallest animal. Rather, kol shen nikra ba tefach b'havi ruba, any case where a tefach of the karas is torn, and it is not yet most of the karas, this is the large animal, the Mishnah. And wherever a tear of most of the karas would be more than a tefach, this is the small animal of the Mishnah. So once again, the passenger on the non-stop flight who showed his seatmate how to compare holes in the intestines by rubbing on the new ones stared at the man who thought he could stomach the video identifying the karas panimi as the area the butchers exposed when they slit the belly of the hanging animal open, but got horribly nauseous next to the man watching a video if a tear in the karas hachitzon needs a tefach or rove to make it a dreifa. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach hazara. Daf mem vav. So the simmer daf mem vav is a cow because cows go moo. So here goes. The cow, that must be on Daf Mem Vav, moo. The cow that survived with a tiny liver, smaller than a kazayas, which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokas if an animal is a treif if only a small amount of the liver remains. Rabbi Chiya would throw away an animal's liver and didn't consider it healthful because he considered it a less vital and thus less nutritious organ. Therefore, he holds an animal can survive with even less than a kazayas of the liver. In contrast, Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe Matbilba would dip it and eat it, considering it a more vital and thus more nutritious organ. Therefore, he requires a kazayas of the liver to remain. So the cow that survived with a tiny liver smaller than a kazai is and started making hissing sounds from its lung, which reminds us the Gemara discusses examining rei da'avsha, a lung which makes a hissing noise. So the cow that survived with a tiny liver smaller than a kazai is and started making hissing noises from its lung was determined to be a trefa when the dry part of the lung started to crumble under the shochet's fingernail, which reminds us Rava said rei she'yavsha miksasa, a lung which dried up partially is a trefa. Rav Papa quoted him defining this as kadesh t'parach b'tziporon, so that it crumbles when pressed with a fingernail. Daf Mem Zayin. So the Siman Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. So here goes. The contestants at the giant lung maze. That must be on Daf Mem Zayin. The contestants at the giant lung maze were told to avoid the extra lobe area, which reminds us, Rava said, Chamisha une isko areya. The lung has five upper lobes. When the animal's underside is facing a person and is suspended from its hind legs, there are three on the right side and two on the left. Chaser or yater or chalif, if a lobe is missing or extra or the number of lobes on each side is reversed, it's a trefa. A superfluous lobe is a trefa because yater kenatul dami, something extra is like something removed. The Gemara brings the case of an extra lobe that came before Meremar. So the contestants at the giant lung maze were told to avoid the extra lobe area, were trying to complete the match the color to the lung game to identify which discoloration shows trefos, which reminds us, Rava said that a lung which is blue, like eye paste, is kosher, but if it's black like ink, it's a trefa because it indicates a redness which further decayed and turned black. Yeruka, if it's greenish or if it's a duma reddish, it's kosher based on incidents with Rabbi Nassan. So the contestants at the giant lung maze were told to avoid the extra lobe area, were trying to complete the match the color to the lung game to identify which discoloration shows trefos. When some troublemakers started throwing lung balloons at them containing melted lung that still had simponos, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Rea shenishpacha kekiton, a lung which dissolved and can be poured like water in a jug is kosher. This proves he holds chisorn mebefnin or shmei chisorn. An internal deficiency is not considered a deficiency because this lung, which was formerly full, is now half empty, allowing its dissolved material to be poured back and forth. Rava qualifies when a dissolved lung is kosher. Who the chaimei simponos, that's only where the bronchi remain. Daf Mem Ches. So the Siman Daf Mem Ches writes the mok, the brain, and we use brainiacs. So here goes. The brainiacs. Brainiacs. That must be on Daf Mem Ches. Moach, brain. The brainiacs were stunned in the intelligence contest when Team Lung lunged ahead by describing how to determine the location of the hole when the lung had a sircha to the chest wall, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said, Rea hasmucha adofen, if a lung was attached to the chest wall, in choshishinwa, we're not concerned that the lung was punctured and the leaking fluids caused the adhesion, rather than we assume the chest wall was punctured. If blisters developed at the adhesion, we're concerned the lung was punctured. Avimi said that in both cases, we suspect the lung was punctured. So the brainiacs were stunned in the intelligence contest when Team Lung lunged ahead by describing how to determine the location of the hole when the lung had a sircha to the chest wall, and define when we say the chest wall conceal a hole in the lung, which reminds the Gemara discusses when the chest wall conceal a hole in the lung. The chest wall conceal a punctured lung where it adhered to the wall in the place of growth, meaning where the lung naturally lies against the wall. So the seal will likely remain. When the adhesion is not in a place where the lung is naturally against the chest wall, the seal will not remain effective. So the brainiacs were stunned in the intelligence contest when Team Lung lunged ahead by describing how to determine the location of the hole when the lung had a sircha to the chest wall, and define when we say the chest wall can seal a hole in the lung, but made a sharp comeback when they described how a needle can get into the lung without making a hole, which reminds us, Amraim discussed machat shenimses berea. If a needle was found in the lung and there's no discernible hole, some Amraim ruled a kosher, while others ruled a trefa. The lenient opinion holds that since there's no discernible hole, we assume simponu nakava aside, the needle entered through the vessels of the lung after going down the trachea without puncturing the lung. The stringent opinion assumes that it came by puncturing the digestive tract and lung after being swallowed through the esophagus. Daf Mem Tes. So the simmer Daf Mem Tes is meat, and we use a butcher in the simmer. So here goes. The butcher. Butcher. That must be on Daf Mem Tes. The butcher who knows the hole in the lungs that he was handling with his hands and was unsure if the hole was there from before or if he created it, which reminds us, if the lung was found punctured in a place which the hand of the butcher handles and the hole may have been made by the butcher after shechita, talin and olo talin, do we attribute the hole to the butcher's handling, which was after shechita, or do we not attribute it to him and it's a trefa? The Gemara records Amoraim who held each way and says, the halacha is that we can attribute the hole to the butcher's handling. So the butcher noticed a hole in the lungs he was handling with his hands and was unsure if the hole was there from before or if he created it, was amused watching his helper Yishmael bless all the Kohanim who came in to purchase some chelev shalal keva, which reminds us, Rabbi Shai said that regarding the chelev which was on the keva, the abu mesim, the fourth stomach, Kohanim, who received the keva as a gift for Kohanim, have the practice of permitting it, following Rabbi Yishmael's teaching in his ancestor's name. The simon for this permit is Yishmael Kohana, Masai Kohane, Yishmael the Kohen helps Kohanim. We find him helping Kohanim in a brisa discussing Birchas Kohanim, where the pasuk instructs Kohanim to bless Bnei Yisrael. Rabbi Shmuel says this only teaches about the Kohanim blessing Bnei Yisrael, but the bracha for Kohanim themselves is written in the later phrase, Vani Avarachim, and I will bless them, meaning Kohanim. Thus, Kohanim bless Bnei Yisrael, and Akash Baruch Hu blesses Kohanim. Rabbi Kiva brings a different pasuk to support the Kohanim are blessed. So, the butcher who noticed the hole in the lungs that he was handling with his hands and was unsure if the hole was there from before or if he created it, was amused watching his helper Yishmael bless all the Kohanim who came in to purchase some chelev shal hakeva. When a man burst into the store demanding a refund on an animal that had a puncture that was sealed by chelev tame, which is not considered a seal, which reminds us, Rav says chelev tower sosem, permitted fat conceal a puncture and prevent the animal from becoming a trefa, but chelev tame eno sosem, but forbidden fat cannot seal a puncture. Rav Shesha says that both conceal punctures. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we learn that Rav Shmuel holds that Kohanim bench Kol Yisrael and Akash Baruch Hu benches them? That's on daf Memtes. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you discuss where there's a concern for puncture when the lung is stuck to the chest wall? That's on daf Memches. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you discuss a lung with an extra lobe? That's on daf Memzayin. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss what is the kars hapnimi? That's on daf Nun. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you discuss mekifin, comparing holes in the Bnei Ma'ayim, Reya, and Kana, to determine if the original puncture occurred before or after the Shechita? That's on daf Nun. Good. Number 6. Which daf brings a malchokas whether an animal is a trefa if a small amount of the liver remains? That's on daf Memvav. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss if the spinal cord has to be severed or merely punctured to be a trefa? That's on daf Memhe. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you discuss what the din is if the lung is found punctured in a place where the butcher handles the shechita? That's on daf Memtes. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we have a machlokes whether an animal is a trefa if a needle was found in the lung and there's no discernible hole? That's on daf Memches. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you discuss a tear in the karz achitzon of a tefach in a large animal and rove in a small animal? That's on daf Nun. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.